Ring by Kaizo. Rated K+. Pairing Dean Castiel. Read by Ahara. They're all laughing. Well, Sam and Dean are laughing. Cass is doing his trademark half smile that always makes his eyes crinkle up and has Dean glancing at him fondly. Sam's trying to come down from the natural high, vaguely attempting to recall the last time he laughed this hard, as he wipes the beginning of tears from his eyes and tries to catch his breath. Dean is still giving little chuckles, shaking his head in amusement. He brings his beer to his mouth, and as he takes a drag, Sam sees Cass's eyes trail over him, his smile growing just a bit. Sam really couldn't have wished for a better end to it all. He's safe, his brother is safe, Bobby and Cass are safe, and most of all, they're happy. It's not something he ever really let himself think to achieve. Once he let the devil out, never really thought he deserved it. There is still evil out there, still things to kill, but there's a contentment that surrounds everything now, and the bad doesn't seem that bad anymore. Fuck you, kill me, Cass. Dean leans over, giving Cass a peck on the cheek that has Cass making that soft little smile he does whenever Dean does something like that. Pointless and meaningful, all rolled into one. Sam smiles too, feeling the swell of warmth at the sight before him. Dean and Cass are resting comfortably against one another on the couch, Dean's arms slung around Cass's shoulders, and Cass nested against it. It's been a long time in the making, this ease and obvious love, but it was well worth it. Sam could even forgive them that teenage phase, where they couldn't keep their hands off one another, and Sam walked in on them wearing a lot less clothes than he was even close to comfortable with, a scarily high amount of times. Once they got a sock-on-the-door system worked out and Dean had gained some self-control, Sam finally started to feel safe again. His poor eyes. Silence descends, but there's none of the charge of earlier years. Questions unasked, hanging in the air like a black smoke of a demon, and answers that will make no one happy. Only a comfort that Sam can best describe as something he had never before experienced. A family together before a fireplace after a large meal. Sated of all earthly desires and simply soaking in the presence of others, thankful and drowsy, wearing dopey smiles for no apparent reason. Of course, their fire is a television on mute, showing the black and white rendition of an old western, and their large meal was pizza, but Sam thinks the feelings conjured are still the same. Sam's starting to nod off, he can feel his eyelids to droop and doesn't bother to fight it. He feels absurdly safe here, in this motel in small town USA with his brother and his best friend so close at hand. He catches Cass shifting out of the corner of his eye, curling like a cat into Dean's side. I love you. It's how out of the blue, how entirely unexpected the words are that makes Sam's eyes snap open and turn towards his brother. It's not that Dean never said it before. He's sure the words have been exchanged behind closed door countless times. And it's not that Sam's never heard Dean say it to Cass before. It's just that it wasn't a slip or a joking response. Dean's not glaring at Sam, daring him to say anything. He's not coming up with an excuse or changing the subject. He's just sitting there, running his fingers through Cass's hair and staring down at him with the most adoring expression that Sam feels choked up. Cass nuzzles closer, sighing contentedly. I love you too. And Dean's small, intimate smile grows just a bit more. Sam knows that look. This whole scene is familiar to him in a way that makes his heart both tightens painfully and a smile crosses his lips. That was him before, where Dean is, looking down at Jess, with all that love and hope, planning their future behind soft eyes, his free hand fiddling with the ring he'd bought for her weeks ago as she slipped into sleep. The metal warms at the touch and Sam lets his mind wander over all the memories of Jess as his eyes stay firmly on his brother and friend. He's at the point where he can think of her and not feel pain and guilt, even feel happiness at all the wonders they shared. She was his first everything, the first one he gave his heart to completely, the first one who gave their heart back. They are going to have a family, grow old together and find new things to love about one another every day. Sam had first kept the ring as a fuel for his revenge, using it to make his hate burn for the monster that killed his Jess, and later as a reminder of his failure. How he let the one person most important to him in the entire world go up in smoke. It had taken a while for the ring to stop meaning that, to stop bringing up guilt and pain that ate to his core. It had taken a while, but now, whenever he sees or feels the ring, it's moments like the ones in front of him that he remembers. That night before finals, when Jess was staying up late to help him study and had ended up falling asleep, resting her head in his lap. All the time they went to the beach with all their friends and just enjoyed the day in the sun, had ice cream and traded kisses and smiles. All that time she tried to teach him how to bake, and he set off the fire alarm, not without first dropping flour all over them both. Or, as cheesy as it sounds, the first formal dance they went to together. Jess in her stunning green dress, and the way her laugh filled the room as she took him in. "Nervous?" she had asked, looking up at him through long lashes. "Me too." And then they had kissed, and it had been perfect. "We should probably go to bed now." Sam feels the slight choke in his words more than hears it, chuckling with Dean as Cass just gives a pathetic "no" and clutches his human pillow. Sam knows that this new Cass, the one whose skin stays broken after a fight, who needs food and sleep, who is slowly learning to lie, used to be for Dean what the ring used to be for Sam. He could see it in his brother's eyes, that self-blame, the first time Cass had gotten a hurt that didn't immediately heal, or the self-hate when Cass had turned to them with cloudy eyes and said Jimmy was gone. Sam doesn't know the whole story, why Dean wouldn't let Cass drink at first, why he never gives him painkillers stronger than Tylenol, but he knows that something had hurt his brother bad, and that Cass turning human signaled a failure to Dean that he couldn't cope with and instead let it build within him and fester. Dean had finally exploded after a hunt, all his pent-up anger at himself turned on Cass when the new human had gotten hurt saving Dean's ass. Dean had yelled, Cass had yelled back, and Sam tried to play peacemaker, but their words tinted with anger. "Don't look at me like that. Look at what I've done to you." "Hurt? What did I do? Why don't you see me anymore? Are you okay? Please, please be okay." Then it had all bled out of them in a swift rush, an artery burst that left the ground covered in their discarded emotions, leaving behind two exhausted men. Their voices had gotten softer, the words being spoken straight from the heart because neither had the energy for shields. "Do you trust in me?" Cass had asked, hands clasping Dean's, eyes bright and focused. Dean's nod had been a jerk of a thing, as if the truth would not let itself be hidden away. "Then trust my trust in you. You will not let that happen. I have faith." Cass had his first beer as a human that night, and promptly decided he didn't like the taste. The smile Dean gave was the first since Cass's fall. Dean had stopped looking at Cass like he's something broken, something that Dean had taken and shattered with no way of fixing. He started to see Cass for what he was, a man that could hold his own, that could fight, hurt, and love. "Come on, Cass, Sammy's right." Dean's pat Cass's back, a clear indicator to move, but does nothing else. "We've got to get up early if we're going to make it to Massachusetts before nightfall tomorrow." Cass heaves a word weary sigh that has both Winchesters smiling as he drags himself off the couch and Dean and makes his way to the beds, bleary-eyed. Dean heaves himself up, intent on following, when Sam is up and grabbing his wrist, stopping him. Dean gives his brother a confused look, but waits silently as he watches Sam make sure that Cass is gathering his things and going to the bathroom. He doesn't make a move to talk until he hears the tap start up. Sam fiddles with the ring in his pocket for the last time and slowly brings it out, showing it to Dean as it rests comfortably in his palm. The ring is almost like a part of him at this point. He knows every contour of the diamond, the smooth planes of the band, the growth of the engraving, all of it by heart, and it's that fact that cements his decision. "Here," he says simply. Dean quirks an eyebrow, clearly confused. "It's an engagement ring." Sam starts to feel nervous, and he's not even sure why. "I got it for Jess, but I want you to give it to Cass." Dean softens, an odd mix of sadness and exasperation threaded through with love. "Sammy." Sam can hear it, the refusals that Dean's starting to form in his head, like, "It's yours and Jess's," or, "I can't take it, Sammy, it means too much to you. You've lost so much, you're not losing this too, Dean." Sam cuts him off before he can start. He doesn't even want to hear it, doesn't know if he can take it, really. "You and Cass are so happy together, and I can't keep this with me forever. I don't want to sell it, I don't want to keep it, and I don't think that it might ever be used. I bought this because I found the girl I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. When I look at you and Cass, I see that. I see the love you two have, how happy you are, and I want just to be part of this new life that sure as hell isn't what I pictured back then, but it's just so goddamn good, Dean. So, just take it, okay? Let part of that lost future live again, he doesn't say, but he thinks Dean gets it, because he just nods and takes it from Sam's palm. Dean pulls him in for a hug, forceful and hard, full of emotion that Sam can't place, while his own feelings are swirling as they are. He thinks he hears a thank you pressed into his shoulder, or a word of comfort through the tightening of arms around his waist, but he can't be sure. The next day, when Sam reaches into his pocket, the only thing his fingers touch is some lint and a penny. The following week, when Sam sees a sparkle on Cass's finger, he hugs them both hard and can't stop the wet laugh that comes out filled with so many things. Sadness, elation, melancholy, joy, peace, that he doesn't know what to make of it. As he pulls back, Dean and Cass thread their fingers, and the look they give each other is one of pure love. Sam looks to the sky and smiles fondly. Whatever heaven Jess is in, he knows she would approve. That's one of the many reasons he loved her.